Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am the host for the day, Mubashir Akhtar of Brooklyn, New York. I'm standing in for our beloved Imam Alpha Muhammad, who is the host of this show, Religion Men Alive. I'd like to first start off with greeting you of Assalamu alaikum, and with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, I openly bear witness and testify to the whole world that there is nothing worthy of worship but God and God alone. And we know and have been taught so wonderful and magnificent through the leadership of Imam Muhammad D. Muhammad that if you are worshiping a God that did not create the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between, then you are worshiping a false God. So we thank Almighty God for blessing us in our lifetime to come into the right perception of the one that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. And in our holy book, his proper name is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly praised and glorified is he. And we bear witness that it's him and him alone that sent all of the good people that was labeled as prophets and messengers and warners and to help humanity get back into the on the proper path of the right perception of God when the devil himself, the shaitan, had came in between our father Adam in the garden and his wife Eve and got them put out of the garden because he through believing the wrong perception of God after God have given them the right perception. And we're still going through this process today by the people that follow that mind called the shaitan, who's working on the innocent minds and hearts of all people to keep them away from the blessings that Almighty God has in store for them as a true servant to the one creator. So we'd like to thank Almighty God, and we thank him for sending us and giving us the last of the prophets, born in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, 1,435 years ago, Muhammad ibn Abdullah. He is the last of the prophets, he's the seal of the prophets, and he's one of the many, many great messengers and warners that God sent down to humanity. So we'd like to greet you once again, of Assalamu alaikum. I'd like to thank Imam Alfred, because he called me. Imam Alfred is doing some wonderful, wonderful work on the behalf of our community and on the behalf of humanity. So he's in Manhattan now at a big meeting, and I'm quite sure that he is going to relate this perhaps Sunday in the State of the Union talk to us. And I'm waiting because he said he got a lot to share with us. So he asked me to stand in for him today, and I hope and pray to Almighty God that I'm very helpful and useful to the ministry of Imam Alpha Muhammad, especially his program, Religion Mean Alive. You know, brothers and sisters, we see all of this confusion going on in the world today, and they are force-feeding. That's the word the Imam used in his language when he first came into office. He taught on the concept that he had to use that word force-feed, because this is what they do to animals when they want to fatten them up. When they want to fatten up chickens and ducks and all of them animals, they force feed them. Meaning they make them eat even when they don't want to eat, and make them eat what they want them to eat even if they don't want to eat that. So they do human beings the same way. They do human beings the same way. They have force fed us with the idea of homosexuality, or where two men can get married and two women can get married. They have force fed. They force fed the people, the community with it, and they've been working on that for a long time. And so they got the community and the world in a position to not only accept that indecency and immoral act, but they also have you accepting crazy ideals as reality. And this is part of the scheme of the shaitan. He said he was gonna make the right seem wrong and wrong seem right. Now, any intelligent man and woman that is living in this day and time and came up in the South or the North under good parents, you know, I came up in a time where, you know, a lot of this stuff is being accepted like it ain't nothing wrong with it. Openly, especially the sexual perversion that we're seeing going on in the world or coming from all races of people. Everybody's enjoying in because the shaitan said he's going to get the most of them. the most of the people. But God said, you will. But I tell you who you won't get. You won't get those that is mine, that I select and that I elect. You won't get them. So we want to be in the ranks of the one that God elect, or God select, to fight against the scheme of the shaitan. Because this is what God instructed us to do through Muhammad, the prophet of the Quran. That's what Muhammad the prophet did in such a magnificent way that the shaitan gave up. He gave up on trying to corrupt him and his community. Because God was with Muhammad, the prophet of God. Not of God, excuse me. He's the prophet of humanity. He's our prophet, and he's God's messenger. And we got to get away from that, because the Muslim world, many of them are still calling Prophet Muhammad the prophet of God. God has no prophet. Who can prophesy to God? Nobody. God is the Lord, the creator of all system of knowledge. He is the one being in the world. He is the one that is responsible for Abraham being in the world, Moses being in the world, Solomon, David, Yusuf, Joseph, Jesus Christ, and Muhammad. But it's God that is responsible for all of these great leaders to be in the world. They're not responsible for God being in the world. They didn't create God. God created them, dear beloved people. But if you listen to the scheme of the shaitan, he has many religious people in the Judaic religion, in the Christian religion, and in the Muslim religion, the Buddhist religion, the Hindu religion, the Sabian religion. They got too many. The shaitan, the devil, got many people thinking that the devil can compete with God, and that the devil got power equal to God's power. And that is what caused the world to be in the condition today, because too many people have turned their back away from the word of God, which we should be feeding on and nursing our hearts, our soul, and our mind. We should be eating from the food that God instructed us to eat, the food of truth, the food of morality, the food of freedom, justice, and equality, dear beloved people. And that would grow us as healthy men and women in any place on this planet Earth. Eat the right food. Eat the right food. So Imam Muhammad says, in an article I'm looking at now and I'm going to share with you, because he's coming from the Holy Quran. And Imam says, if human society develops along certain natural lines, it will eventually arrive at success. Please listen. He said, if human society develops along certain natural lines, it will eventually arrive at success. He said, but if you ignore the natural pattern for growth in society, you will miss the mark and always be a gambler kind of person. You will be rich today and poor tomorrow. Imam said, it is better to have a plan for your life than to have no plan. Satan, listen, people, Satan is one who goes after the wicked victory of bringing about a complete society by deceiving the weaker elements of a society, by hiding his evil scheme from them. His method of growing society had brought the world to sin and death. The Bible says that at the end of the world is found in darkness under sin, and that Christ has to return to destroy the beast who has taken over the world. Imam Muhammad said, this shows us that Satan's scheme brings the world under ignorance, under the darkness of sin and corruption, and in contact with all kinds of filth. Because Satan, Imam Muhammad says, because Satan overlooked the first development of society and misjudged it, his plan is crumbling in destruction. He thought that the elementary components, he thought that the elementary components of society were not worth respecting, and that he can do as he pleased. Let me read that again. Imam said he thought, the shaitan thought, that the elementary components of society were not worth respecting, and that he would do as he pleased with them. He had no respect for the poor and ignorant. His grafted world was built on the destruction of the weak and unlearn. Think about that. You so-called scholars in Christianity, Judaism, Islam, the educators in the colleges, the professors with all of those degrees, listen to what the master teacher, the son of Elijah and the honorable Muhammad son, who was born for this mission to bring this world back to the way God intended for it to be, as Muhammad the prophet of 1435 years ago did it in his day and time when the world was in darkness and under filth and corruption. It was the word of God that was revealed to Muhammad, peace be upon the prophet, that brought a civilized society back to the position that they strayed away from after our father Abraham, coming after our father Adam, made the way right and clear. And the sign of that is our father Abraham built a house, the first house of worship on the planet Earth for all people now, all people, so they can have a sign to focus on and look at and remind them that this is the house. This is the house that our father Abraham built. And this house is the house that all people turn to, because we are not wishing the house. No, we're wishing the God that is over that house. And that is the one that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. And his proper name in our holy book is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly praised and glorified, you see. So the Muslim, in a few weeks, it ain't going to be long, that we'll be going to that house on the pilgrimage called the Hajj. We're going to that house, and we're going to remember that this is the house that our father Abraham and his son Ishmael built for the worship of the one true God. And the God that this house is built to worship, to worship, it's not the God that is a white man, a brown man, a red man, or yellow man. It is the God that created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. One God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator. That's the God that Abraham prayed to. That's the God that Moses prayed to. That's the God that Christ Jesus prayed to. And that's the God that Muhammad, the last of the prophets, prayed to. Peace be upon all the prophets and all the noble and honorable men and women that has gone on before us and will come after us, that fought in the scheme of God for the upliftment and the betterment of the whole humanity, mankind, male and female. Imam Muhammad says this here. That was me talking then. Imam Muhammad says this, that the shaitan, he thought that the elementary components of the society were not worth respecting, and that he could do as he pleased with them. He had no respect for the poor and ignorant. His grafted world was built on the destruction of the weak and unlearned. Imam Muhammad says, Satan left them destroyed as he moved on up the heavenly ladder, Jacob's ladder. Jacob's ladder. I remember that song. We are climbing Jacob's ladder, step by step. Who was that climbing Jacob's ladder? It was the shaitan himself, in the disguise of the prophet, the honorable prophet. His name is Yaqub in the Quran, and he's the Jacob in the Bible. And in the Bible, they said that Jacob was a usurper. He usurped the good works of the prophet. So we want to make things clear, because we cannot accept the weakness that we see that is in the most of the leaders, that is in the religious leaders, both in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. The leadership have become too weak, and they are afraid to fight the scheme under shaitan. Most of them have been influenced and following the scheme under shaitan, but there's a few of us that is left on this earth, and God always leave a group. He said, don't take no whole lot of people. He said, well, if there's one or two or three of you, he'll be the fourth one. If it's three, he'll be the fourth. If it's 100, he'll be 101. Huh? If it's 1,000, he'll be the 1,001. If it's 1,000,000,000, he'll be the 1,000,000,000. And long as God is with us, the beloved brother, sister, it's the shaitan can't defeat us. Once our eyes open up to the plan of God, That's what our mothers and our fathers paid for, to see God's face. Now, we know we can't see God's face. We can, God is not physical for us to look at. But look what the shaitan did in this day and time. He put God in the image of a particular people that had the face of a blonde-haired, blue-eyed white man, and they called him a Jew. And they told the whole world that's God's only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him will have everlasting life and never perish. And while they were reading that to the slaves that they had in captivity, they brought from Africa, talking about that we believe in that God, we would never die, we would never perish, we would have everlasting life. They were killing us at the same time they were reading that to us. So we are trying to wake up to human life again in the hearts and the souls of all people. Wake up to human life, not the life that the shaitan has designed for you to live under. And you wonder why we can't get ahead. I can't understand the Christian when they keep always preaching and asking you on the street every time you pass one, are you ready? Jesus is coming back. You got to get ready. Jesus is coming back. Now, look like if they sincerely believe that statement, they would be working hard with any good person. They don't have to be no Christian. They don't only have to be believers in any religion. But if they want to keep a good situation in their life, and if they want to have a future for their children without all of this corruption and filth and indecency, you should work with them to help prepare for the Jesus that you say is coming back. But this world is producing more filth and indecent after the time of Jesus Christ. And they tell us that Christ Jesus, peace be upon the prophet, the honorable noble prophet, messenger of God, that he came to give life. That's what I read in my scriptures. Jesus, I come to give. I'm talking now from my heart and soul. I'm going to get back to the email, because when I read, this is what inspired me, because I've been working and fighting in the cause of God with many honorable noble Christians, Jews, and Muslims trying to make America the promised land that our forefathers intended to make it. So they keep saying Jesus is coming back, but look at the condition that they're creating in the world. The world is in more darkness now than it was during the time of Jesus Christ, Moses, and Muhammad. So what Jesus you talk about is coming. Because we know that God says to us that every time he sent a prophet or messenger to humanity, that Shaitan himself would duplicate one and send his prophet and his messenger right behind the prophet and messenger of God. And you wouldn't be able to tell who is who unless God protects you with his understanding and guides you with his guidance. We're living in a damn time today. The people is confusion. They're in total confusion of what scripture is all about, because the shaitan have deceived, and they have forced, the shaitan have force-feeding, and they're still force-feeding our children with TV's commercial, movie commercial, those video games, especially the video game. He's force-feeding them with movies and things, coming out with one after another, going to give you a chance to think. Don't give you a chance to breathe. You can't even look and see. And when you see the filth, and it's like a glance. It's like fast food movement. Boom. And he got you caught up in something else before you even get a chance to work yourself out of the indecency and immorality that he was put in front of you. Well, one particular situation, before you can get out of there, he got another one in your life. So the Imam Muhammad and different other people, Jesus Christ said, I come to give you life. I don't see no way. I challenge any religious person that believes in scripture to show me in the Old Testament or the New Testament or in the Quran or any book that you say come from God. Well, Jesus Christ, the prophet, peace be upon him, said that he come to die for the sins of the world. I don't see that in the Bible. I see what Jesus say. I come to give you life. And life in abundance. So why? What's up? So you wonder why? All of this killing, all of this filth and indecent, because you've been following the wrong Christ in Christianity. the Jews been following the wrong Moses in Judaism, and the Muslims have been following the wrong Muhammad in the religion of Islam. Imam Muhammad says, strong, please listen. And I hope they got some scholarly people listening to Imam Alfred program. This is religion being alive, and that's what I'm giving it to you. I'm giving you the understanding of the religion that would give life to you in this life and in the hereafter. Because we have been strongly and overwhelmingly blessed by God with a leader in the leadership of Imam Wahdi Muhammad, the one that the United States of America, when they eulogized him in his passing, and he passed in 2008, they recognized this man, the son of Elijah and the son of Clara Muhammad, as the American Imam. And this Imam says to the world and his teacher, he said, the strong are not the people. Please listen. The strong are not the people who are in authority when the world is out of order. And we bear witness that the world is out of order. So listen to this truth that the Imam is saying. The strong are not the people who are in the authority when the world is out of order. They are the weak. They are responsible for the disorder and for the corruption of the society. The strong are those people, please listen, the strong are those people who are at the bottom of the ladder, who have not given their minds and their hearts to the building of the corrupt state, the ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, the Ku Klux Klan, these corrupt state of mind. Imam Muhammad says the strong are those people who are at the bottom of the ladder, who have not given their minds and their hearts to the building of the corrupt state, the leaders of the Satan society. Y'all hear me? The leaders of the Satan society are strong in lies and corruption, but they are weak in truth and in real strength. Y'all hear that? This is coming from the leader, the Mujahid. Mujahid is one to make things new and right again. And that's what Muhammad the prophet said was coming after him. Like Jesus Christ predicted that someone was coming after him when he said, it is expedient that I go away. For if I not go away, then the comforter could not come or will not come unto you. And then another spot in the Bible, he said, I'll send you another comforter. That's what Jesus said in the scripture. But it say, it is a speed and I go away. For if I not go away, then the comforter could not come, will not come unto you. And when he comes, your beloved people, Jesus said, he will be the truth. He will be the spirit of the truth. And he will lead you into all truth. Jesus had to go. And so when Muhammad the prophet, he told his community, I'm afraid that when I pass out of the world, my community going to go back into darkness. He said, but I want to share something with you, because God had inspired him to see these things and say these things. He said, but there will be one coming after me, the Mujahid, and he would make this religion right again. He would bring it back to the original state that I was best to bring it into in my lifetime. But when I go away, you're going to go back into darkness. But God's going to send one, the Mujahid, and he's going to renew this thing. He's going to show the Christians that follow Christ Jesus the correct and proper perception of how to see Jesus and the works of that great prophet. He's going to show the people of Moses the right perception and understanding of Moses and how Moses worked to get his people out from under false worshipers of God, worshiping God in the image of a man like Pharaoh had them worship him as God. He would be the one that would bring the Muslims back into the proper understanding that our father Abraham gave when he built the Kaaba to worship that first God, to worship God, the first house on earth built to worship God and to turn to God with your whole heart, mind, and soul. That one, that Mujahideen will come. And brothers and sisters, it was Imam Wahdi Muhammad, the wise in the world, the wise in the world. That's why Pope John Paul II invited Imam Muhammad. There ain't no other Muslims on this earth but have been invited to come to the Vatican to speak to the congregation under the leadership of a pope. Don't you know that Imam Muhammad was blessed by God to be invited by Pope Paul John II twice to come to the Vatican to present the correct and right perception of the religions of that we call the Abrahamic faith, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. They gave the Imam the highest award in Egypt because of his understanding that he brought to Africa, where Egypt is. Egypt is in Africa. And that's where many, many of the religion history began, and that's where Shaitan also began in many ways. In the mythological ideas that were presented from the people of Africa in hieroglyphic language, hiding the truth of God through symbols and signs. But praise be to Allah. Allah said, He is the Lord. He is the cherisher. He is the merciful benefactor. And He is the merciful redeemer. So when God gets ready to redeem his human creature, male and female, no one can stop it. Imam Muhammad says, the strong are not the people in authority when the world is out of order. They are the weak. They are responsible for the disorder and for the corruption of the society. The strong are those people who are at the bottom of the ladder, who have not given their minds and their heart to the building of the corrupt state. The leaders of the Satan society are strong in lies and corruption, but they are weak in truth and in real strength. Imam Muhammad says the opposers of Almighty God have made a grievous mistake in making their society. But we are going to be successful today in our new world mission by doing the reverse of what Satan did. We will not go to the leaders of this society for strength because they have been ruling the world. If we want strength, we must come down to the earth where the little man is living. Y'all hear me? Imam said if we want strength, we must come down to the earth where the little man is living, who has not been a part of the lies, the scheming, and the corruption of Satan. When we all come together in unity, we will find the strength to build up the righteous society. Praise be to Allah. When we build up truth, says Imam Muhammad, when we build up truth and when we build up the human being, pretty soon we will see the work of this world beneath our work. We do not have to go after the leaders of the society and throw them down physically. That is the way of Jacob, Satan. By building up the strength of truth and righteousness, it will eventually become dominant in the land. You do not destroy a useless house unless you have one to live in. Y'all hear that? Once you do that, you will be living evidence that you have the power to build a better home. Then, those people who live in the old house will willingly come out of the old house and come into your new, better house. The Bible speaks figuratively of a society as a baby. When it says that God found the people wallowing in their own blood. And I want to stop right here and go back to the word baby. How the email said, the Bible speaks figuratively of society as a baby. The United States is the baby nation on the planet. New Yang is only 238 years old. Look at all those countries that is in the spotlight, where we see corruption coming from: Iran, Iraq, Asia, Arabia. Oh, them countries way older than this United States of America, but also Israel is a new nation, brought in 1947, imposed upon a people called the Palestinians that was already living there. And don't you know that Palestinians and the Jews were living in peace until the politician came into play and turned them against each other? That was the people of the Shaitan society. So they had brought in a new world that they call Israel. And those, many of the Israelis, many of those people that call themselves Jews, they was against it then, and they're against it now. They don't believe in Zionism. Many of them Jews don't believe in Zionism. And many of the Jews don't believe that Jesus Christ is God or the Son of God. They don't show you those Jews. They show you those hard rock Jews that is first of the Holocaust. Because many of the Jewish leaders that is keeping that ongoing war in the world between other people. Those are not the good Jews. Those are the Jews that have the same kind of mind Hitler had, and they have been influencing their heart and their spirit, trying to get back at the punishment that they say was meted out on them, and what they call the Holocaust. But look what they are doing. They are doing the same thing that Hitler did. And God says to us in our holy book, don't let another people, or person, or nation wrong cause you to do wrong. Come back to our moral human decency. You don't have to have no PhD, no college degree, or anything to be a decent human being. Whether you're a white man or a white woman, a black man or a black woman, or a yellow man or a yellow woman, or a red man or a red woman, or a brown man or a brown woman, you don't have to have no college degree to be decent. God created you that way. God says to us in our holy book, he created all the children of Adam honorable and noble with dignity. But you can be tricked out of your dignified position as a white man and a white woman, as a black man and a black woman, as a yellow man and a yellow woman, as a red man and a yellow woman, as a brown man and a brown woman. You can be tricked out of your moral intelligence by the scheme of the Shaitan, and you, if you listen to him and give into weakness. God made you honorable, dear listening audience. If you're a Christian, God made you a decent and honorable a child of Adam. And if you're a Jew, God made you a decent and honorable child of Adam. And if you're a Muslim, God made you a decent and honorable child of Adam. Because we are not the children of God. God has no children. He has no associate. He has no partner. God don't have no mother, no father. This is what's wrong with the world now. They didn't give you a God. And they tell us we all God's children. But look at how God's children is being mistreated among the family of the children of Adam. Look how the white children is treating the black children. The black children against the white children. The red, the brown is against the white and the black children of Adam. Why? Because we have not recognized that we're not fighting the scheme of Satan. We have joined in and became a part of the scheme of Satan. And that is to keep humanity down under the guidance and the thumb of the Shaitan mentality. That's why we need leaders, male and female, to come into the forefront now in the conclusion of time and in the end of time, that have more love for God in their heart than anything else. These are the kind of leaders we need today, brothers and sisters, because this is a baby nation that is called the United States of America, and one of the strongest and greatest of the nation. And it has drawn a lot of jealousy. Don't you know a lot of these people is jealous of the United States of America because of how God has blessed this country to grow and prosper in just a short period of time. You can see the United States have passed and outgrown many of those nations that have been here for thousands of years. But they grew big and tall and strengthened materialism, but they got a baby mind. The United States have a baby mind. So this baby nation called the United States of America needs much help. And we believe as followers of Imam Muhammad and ex-slaves that God has blessed the bottom rail because we are the people that was put on the bottom. All the rest of Joseph's brothers helped put him down in the well. And we see ourselves in the, as a type and as a lightning of Joseph more than any people on this planet Earth because there's no people on this planet Earth that have suffered the condition that slavery put us through when we were brought off the continent of Africa by the slave master, the Caucasian slave master. They say they were followers of Jesus Christ and that they believed in Jesus Christ, but they are the ones that came and took our mothers and fathers and put them into slavery, the worst form of slavery that the human world has ever seen. But Almighty God is a merciful God because when we read about the story in the Bible of the Jews being in captivity in Egypt, that same God that they say freed Moses' mind, heart, and spirit to be a liberator, that's the same God that has came to the aid of the African American descendants of slaves and their children who were shut out from every quarter of this great nation called the United States of America, put down in a well. But God was forming and making a new people. And we are the newest people on this planet Earth. We are not Africa, old Africa. We knew Africa. Y'all hear me? We knew Africa. And God has given us a leader like he gave the world leaders when the world was in trouble like we see today. God always raised up good men and women, no matter what time the world is in, because Imam Muhammad have taught us that the world have a time clock, nature have a time clock, man have a time clock, and Almighty God, the creator of the heaven and earth, have a time clock. And now the whole world is going to have to recognize and see that you're on the time clock of God. God have always been in charge. You only have a temporary stay on this earth, old man and woman. They got animals that live way, way longer life than you. Trees live way, way longer life than you. But the greatest creation that God said he put on in his creation and on the back of the earth is the human creation, because God gave us the tool to praise and worship him in a manner that no creature can on this earth can worship him, because when you is convicted in your heart, your soul, and especially in your intellect, no one can praise God more than a human being can praise God, because the greatest thing that God say he created is the human intellect. And God found, God created the human intellect, your beloved people, to find him. Prophets did. Those honorable, noble men and women living in a troubled world in their day and time, they held on to the hope that was left to them by their ancestors that held on to the way of Abraham, the Hanifa, the upright one, huh? The Homo sapiens, the Homo erector, upright in his thinking, upright in his moral principle. And he was blessed to find the creator that created it all, the first source. And that is Almighty God. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, that's the name of God in our holy book. Whether you call him Jehovah, many of you call him Jesus, we understand. But we cannot keep going on and not acting like we don't know that we have been put or under the scheme of the shaitan, and that we're all the children of Adam. We are supposed to be fighting together, dear beloved brothers and sisters, in the plan of God to make a future, a good, honorable, and noble future for all our children, whether they belong to the white race, the black race, the brown race, the red race, the yellow race. Let's give our children, let's give our grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, let us give them hope that the world is not getting Well, sir, but the world is getting better, and it's going to get better, and it's going to get better, and it's going to continue to get better. It's going to continue to grow where God wanted it to grow, because God is always in charge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always in charge, because don't forget, he's the one that created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. One God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator. Praise be to Allah. So the Imam says the Bible speaks figuratively of a society as a baby. When it says that God found the people wallowing in their own blood and that he cut the navel cord, Imam said this is referring to the very first step in the development of society. Society, when it develops naturally, begins by being organized and tied together by blood. When a man makes a blood connection with a woman, they have blood descendants. They become attached to their blood descendants, and soon a tribal order is formed. Imam said this is the first step in the development of a society. The most elementary society is a tribal society, a family society. Even though society is comprised of men and women, men usually dominate women. By saying that God found the man wallowing in his own blood, the Bible means that he found a society with no social development above the tribal concept. Imam Muhammad says the man's only concern was his own blood. Racists who preach and pour out their venom are examples of babies. Y'all hear that? Racists who preach and pour out their venom are examples of babies who are still wallowing in their own blood. The baby has not developed beyond the first step of development. His navel cord has not yet been severed, and he's still wallowing in the blood in the afterbirth. This type of person knows no other value but his own blood. Cutting the navel cord means breaking away from the attachment of your own blood. A man must move out from himself as an individual identity if he is going to make progress in the world. Knowledge of self enables you to cut the navel cord so that you can move out from self and become a bigger self. The individual is a type of society, and you can see this first society by looking at individuals. The individual is concerned about the well-being of his physical body, and he doesn't want any cuts, wounds, or bruises on it. Imam Muhammad says he sees his blood as one blood, then it is. If he is at odds with other people, and he is afraid of people killing him, hurting him, or demeaning him in some way, he gets on the defensive. The fear of the outside world sooner or later bring him into knowledge. The individual learns that we all have a common fear, and he comes together with others who have this common fear. When they come into an awareness of themselves collectively as one body, they see themselves as one blood that needs protection from the outside world. Imam says cutting the navel cord in the scripture, cutting the navel cord in the scripture also means that a particular community was in a bigger community. The people in the baby community were dependent completely upon the bigger community around them for their life. So God had to cut the navel cord. They had to stop depending upon the bigger society as their mother that was still serving them as a womb. A baby cannot live and grow as a distinct life attached to its mother navel cord. As long as the Bilali immunity. Now, I have to bring, we're talking about our condition too, because when we look at what is going on the news media or how they are focusing in on our race, especially the African-American black man, we have to speak out against that. I'm a black man. I'm born in North Carolina, down North Carolina in the South. I came up during the time of segregation. I never went to school with white people until I graduated from high school and went into the Job Corps. And that's what the first time I ever sat in class and had a white teacher or a white classmate. All of my life, from the first grade to the 12th grade, I never went to school with white people. And then you know what? I didn't miss white folks sitting in school with me, and they didn't miss me sitting in school with them. Matter of fact, when I had that situation, I was focused on, and we was focused on the sense of time to lift up our people out of the hands of the white man standing over us, being our mother and our father. White man ain't our daddy. And that's what's wrong with too many of you African-American preachers and imams taking us out from under one white man in Christianity and wanting to put us under another white man. I'm talking to you Muslim imam. Want to put us into under the thumb of another white man. We ain't going to let you do it because God have got enough of us to keep in contact with our good common sense. Our moral and decent nature that is crying out for what slavery did to it. We don't want to see God as no white man or no black man or no brown man or no red man or no yellow man. No, we want to see God for who God really is. And he's the one, y'all hear me, he's the one that created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, and the yellow man. One God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one God, one creator, whose proper name in our holy book is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly praised and glorified is he. Almighty God, Imam says, Imam Muhammad is saying this. He says, long as the Bilali community, because Bilal is the one that Muhammad the prophet told to go up on top of the Kaaba. No one in the history of the religion of Al-Islam, whether he was a white Muslim, a yellow Muslim, a brown Muslim, a red Muslim, it was a black Muslim, Bilalian, by the name of Bilal, born in Africa, an Ethiopian slave, captured and put in slavery in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. He became a close companion of the prophet himself. The prophet Muhammad respected and honored Bilal, and he loved Bilal so much as a human being, because he's seen the good human qualities in that man. And he asked Bilal, or told Bilal, and pointed Bilal to be the caller to the Muslim prayer, to call all the Muslims of all colors in Mecca that became Muslim, whether they was white, brown, red, yellow, or black. Bilal, you go up on top of the Kaaba, and you call the prayer. Call the Adan, and call the children of Adam, y'all hear me, and the children of Abraham, because we are all the children of Adam, and we're all the children of Abraham, and God has made all of us honorable and noble. He told that black African to go up on top of the Kaaba, and no one in the history of this religion ever did this but him. What was he doing? He was lifting up the black man that has been put down in the world, because in Egypt, they call us the Hamite. And they gave a story in the Bible of Noah, who had three sons, and one of the sons was Ham. And they said Ham was cursed to be black. He was cursed to be black in skin color, and the rest of the children of Adam, God gave them their skin color, but we was cursed. This is the lines that we are still fighting against. This is why they take those athletes. We are not at all supporting what none of them did. We know that. But they ain't the only one. Blacks ain't the only one that commit crime. I just looked on the TV the other day, and they had this man kill six of his grandchildren, one of his niece, and then kill themselves. That was a white man that did that. That was a white kid. They killed all them children up in Connecticut. Now, we know it was white people. It was white people that went to Africa and brought us over here and mistreated us and took away tried to take away our life, dignity, and honor, and integrity. And at the same time, say they were following Christ Jesus. And they want to put all of this atrocity on Muslims, calling us terrorists. Who terrorized us in the South?
more than that Caucasian white man with hoods on their head. They had white hoods on their head. Now, who's tormenting the innocent people over there in the East and in Africa? Boko Haram, the African over there in Africa. ISIS over there in the Middle East. All of them had hoods on. They criminals. I don't care what religion they belong to. I don't care what color they belong to. You are doing the works of the shaitan when you kill innocent men and women. They ain't got nothing to do with the war. And the prophet instructed us as Muslims, don't fight nobody that ain't fighting against you. You don't see them people with no guns picking up guns against you. You're going to go in there and blow up the whole city, the whole community, because they belong to a racist of nuts that claim to be from them and in the religion they say they believe in. You know, the Imam Muhammad always also told us that there's two kind of Christians, two kind of Muslims, and two kind of Jews. And they said, what is that, brother, man? He said, there's sane Jews and insane Jews. There's sane Christians and insane Christians. There's sane Muslims and insane Muslims. So it is with Buddhism and Hinduism. Sane Buddhists and insane Buddhists. Sane Hindus and insane Hindus. It goes all over on all levels. So don't try to condemn this great religion that is a religion of peace. As-Salam. God, that's one of God's names. And God is the one. That's why we say As-Salam alaykum. We'll give it. That's a prayer. When we say that to a white man, a black man, a brown man, or a red man, when we say that to our brothers and sisters born, that is the children of Adam and Abraham, when we greet you as Muslims, we say, As-Salaamu Alaikum. We are wishing God peace, the one that created you. We want his peace to come on you, because can't nobody give you the peace that God can give you. Can't nobody give your heart, your soul, your mind, your spirit, your brain the peace that the one that created can give it. And that's why God instructed us to give that peace to his human creation, because that's the peace that God wants to come to the white man and his family, the black man and his family, the yellow man and his family, the red man and his family, the brown man and his family. God wants his peace to come to your family, because he said, I'm the one that created you and tribes and families. Not to hate and despise one another, but to recognize one another. To recognize, and what is we supposed to recognize? That we're the creation of the one that created. And he's the first source of all creation. And he has no partner. There is none like unto him. He's not a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, or yellow man. He's the one that created the white man, the black man, the yellow man, the red man, the brown man. One God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one God, one humanity. One God over that humanity. The first source, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly praised and glorified is he. For these people that is called Belalian, that's us. We are the descendants of that man who became the personal secretary during the time of Muhammad leadership in Mecca. He was a close companion of the prophet. Matter of fact, he was the one taking care of the prophet when the prophet was on his deathbed. And he is the one that used to go get cold water for the prophet to drink. And when the prophet wanted some water, he would send Belal to get that water. Belal. The Imam said the Belalian community in America does not know what it is to taste something with its own mouth, because it has been fed through its neighbor cord for generations. A baby cannot begin to develop its taste and start getting the good milk from its mother until the neighbor cord is served. When the neighbor cord is served, the baby can begin to breathe on its own, and it can begin to make sounds of its own. We as a people have been a slave community in America that has been released from one kind of slave community and transformed into another kind of slave community. Well, he still exists in America as a baby with his neighbor card attached to his mother. We cannot develop our own taste. We cannot develop our own sound. We cannot open our own eyes and get vision for ourselves. For ourselves. Imams said we must get ourselves together. Y'all hear that? Imams of our community, especially the Christian preachers of our community, especially. I'm talking about the African American descendants of slaves. I'm talking about the leadership over these people in Judaism, because we got a lot of black Jews, in Christianity, and in Islam. Imam said we must get ourselves together. He said in the state that we are in now, we are wallowing in our own blood. The blood is the life of the individual. Imam said instead of utilizing your life form, you are just wallowing in it. Instead of taking advantage of the material good and the human good that Almighty God has made yours and he has made it for others, you're wallowing in it. Y'all hear that? Imam said, how much of the life of society have we as a people put in our heads? We are seen in the community with diamonds on our hands, minks on our backs, wearing expensive shoes and riding big luxury cars. The material life of society, the wealth is all on the outside of us. But how much of it is in our heads? Imam Muhammad says that we had right knowledge in our heads, we would not be making a high show or material advance when we are not on a high level, but on the bottom rung of a society. We would not be rich looking. We would be rich indeed. The Bible says that after cutting the navel cord, God washed the baby of his blood. Amen. So how many of you are ready to be washed? And we ask that question today. How many of you African American descendants of slaves, whether you call yourself a Jew or a Christian or a Muslim, how many of you are ready to be washed? You may say you do not want to give up that expensive excess richness that you have just as a show. You do not want to give your expensive car and ride in the car that is in the price range that you can afford. You do not want the life blood washed off your body and put on in your head where you can control it. You want it all over your body. You are willing to remain a slave of society in order to have a show of wealth. We have to move out from an individual self into a broader self, which is a community self. When we move out into the broader self, we lose our fear as a tribal self, and our fear becomes the fear for the community self. Huh? We, as a people, should not be moved by the desire or hunger for individual wealth or for family wealth. When we come into the higher stage of social development, we should be moved by the appetite for community wealth. If you do not come to that level of understanding, you are not going up. Imam Muhammad says, if you do not come to that level of understanding, you are not going up from your childhood. You will remain tribal self in the growth of society, which is a crawling that God has raised up from a new people, the Belalian people, the ex-slaves, to call the whole of humanity back to the worship of the one true God. Our prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, he prayed for peace to come down on earth as it was in heaven. And don't you know we have the opportunity in America as people that make up this country called America? Because we have an American imam in the leadership of Imam Wahdi Muhammad, language, tafsir, and his commentary on all the religion, no matter what color you may be. If you give a little attention to what God has blessed Imam Muhammad to share, coming from our holy books that connect us as the Abrahamic community or the Abrahamic faith, because Abraham was a community. Jesus Christ was a community. Muhammad, a community. And we call that community the Abrahamic community. And brothers and sisters, I know I'm tired. I know many of you are tired. But I'm tired of seeing my race of people being betrayed throughout the world as savages and beasts only. When we look and see on TV or other people, Asian killing one another, Jews killing one another, Indians killing one another. But they focus on us, focus on the poor black man, and try to make like that we ain't got, that we have to have them over us as our mama and daddy. White man, you ain't our daddy. You ain't our mama either. God is the creator. Jesus Christ is not God. He's not my father. Jesus Christ didn't create the sun, the moon, and the stars. Abraham didn't create the sun, the moon, and the stars. Moses didn't create the sun, the moon, and the stars. Muhammad didn't create the sun, the moon, and the stars. They were only righteous, obedient servants of God. That's the only thing that any human being can be. God don't have no associates, no partner. Never was he born a baby coming from the womb of a woman. That's the reason why. When Imam Abu Muhammad established this program, Religion Means Alive, he's talking about the religion that is designed by God. When God told Muhammad the prophet, the last of the prophets, the shaitan has given up on you of corrupting you. Because Muhammad the prophet followed our prophet Abraham and gave his whole self to God. That's what Abraham said, I give my whole self to you, God. And that jinn nature, that wild, untamed nature that represents the Caucasian European, that's why they call them Gentiles. It's a play on jinn. That wild nature, that untamed nature. And we see that in the people called the Gentile people more than other people. We don't see that much in black people as we see it in those people, because we understand what religion is talking about. And we are not fooled anymore into believing that Jesus Christ is our personal Savior and the Lord of the world. And they killed him. You can't kill God. What kind of mind you have? As a Jew, if you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sin, if you're a Christian and believe that, if you're a Muslim and believe that, because some Muslims believe that. I don't see no world where Jesus Christ said he died for nobody's sin. Peace be upon the prophet Jesus. He said I come to give life and life in abundance. I don't see nowhere where he said he died for anyone. I mean, I tell you what I see in the Bible that he said, God, I don't pray for the world. Imam Muhammad said, what makes you thankful? Man don't pray for the world. He's going to die for the world. Y'all listen. Jesus said, I don't pray for the world. I pray for those, God, that you give me out of the world. He said, I was in the world, but not yet of the world. That's the Jesus that we accept in the religion of Islam as one of the great messengers and prophet that God sent to humanity. One of the greatest ones. He ain't never told nobody he was God or God's son. That's the scheme of the shaitan. And when our mothers and fathers say they want to see God, many of you think they're talking about seeing a physical man, because that's the kind of mind they sensitize us to come into from slavery. They force-fed that to us, then impose that idea on us by beating us and brutalizing us and making us accept that. We didn't have no choice of religion, of freedom, of choice during the time of slavery. So when we see them show the news and go and zero in those on those top athletes, that they're the top in the field of that they are work for them in the football world. All of them running back, they're the top, and they show our children. They show black children, especially the white and brown and red and yellow children. They keep showing and focusing in on the African-American descendants of slaves as though we ain't nothing but human animals or something. And then they got people in their race go kill whole family, the children. I'm talking their own kids, kill mama, grandmama, granddaddy, neighbors, and everybody. And then when they interview one of them crazy white friends of theirs, oh, he's a good kid. I don't know what happened to him. Somebody must. I tell you what happened to him. He became a murderer. That's what happened to him. He became a beast. He became a savage. He left his human dignity. And God said he created us, and all of us, honorable, noble, and decent people. So what happened to those people? They become desensitized, as Imam Martin says on one of our broadcasts to show that we represent a message of concern. When he be teaching them how they have desensitized as a human being to become insensitive. So you're not even sensitized to what is happening. How can a kid, a man, kill his 6 grandchildren, kill one of his nieces, and then kill himself? And you don't be outraged over that, but you'll be outraged over something that a black man do. And we know that's wrong. We ain't condemning that. But listen, just like you say that the old people was under influence, what influenced those guys to do that? Something must have happened in their life to cause them to be influenced that way. I think we need to take another look at the plantation growth that we developed or came into on the slave plantation that's still lingering in our hearts and our souls and our minds. Especially that idea of what they gave us about Jesus Christ, God sending his son down into the earth to be brutalized and beat. And he never said a mumbling word. Huh? They sensitized us not to cry out against the white man oppression and mistreatment to us. We were sensitized at one time. The only sing songs and hated in our hearts. And the Islamic faith said how you face problems in society, you change it with your hand, you change it with your tongue, and you hate it in your heart. We went through that as slaves. We couldn't change it with our hands because changing it with your hand means your hand represents control. We weren't in control of our needs, must have, and can't do without. That was all in the hands of the white man, the slave master. So we couldn't control that. But we did speak out it with our tongue because we got great, courageous black men and women that even stood up. Matt Turner stood up physically with his hands inside the tank with another white man named John Brown and his children. They gave their life with their physical hands trying to change the situation. But they were wiped out because that's not the way. That's not the way. We want peace on earth as is in heaven. We have to follow the guidance of God all the time, not some of the time, all the time. So when we try to change it with our tongues, this great, great pioneer we call the father of the freedom movement, Frederick Douglass. Brothers and sisters, Frederick Douglass stood up and told a white man, you profess to be Christian. You say you follow Jesus Christ. You're supposed to be Christ-like. And you profess to be Christian. He said, but the way you treat me and my people will shame a nation of savages. He was changing that with his tongue. And they wound up making him a consultant to President Abraham Lincoln. Y'all hear me? Back then they had this little black woman named Julia. Julia. You know what she told the white man? She said, you might look like God in the face. Then why would she say that, Imam said? Why would she say that? Because they have already sensitized us and gave us all kind of pictures and the image of a white man with blonde hair and blue eyes and say, this is the Son of God, and this is God. And whoever so believe in him will have everlasting life and never perish. And when that white man was putting that whip on them so viciously, like they are charging a Peterson or doing his child, we know that's wrong. But where you get it from? Somebody sensitized his hand and his little butt that way. And we ain't supposed to follow the best. I mean, the worst there are. We supposed to follow the good there are. And these brothers making a mistake because they're under the influence of the shaitan, and they follow the best there are, and they think that's right. Then the shaitan say he going to make right seem wrong and wrong seem right. That's what these people are influenced and sensitized to believe. Not only them. Look at the government. Look how they go around the world infringing on human being rights and thinking they're right to go into somebody else's house and tell them how to raise their children, what kind of food and how to dress. America got that kind of image around the world. So let's not throw rocks while we're living in a glass house. Huh? So listen, brothers and sisters, this here idea of ISIS and Boko Haram and
Al-Qaeda, they go from one extreme to another. All of these is extreme. And the Imam said, where you find the devil in extremism? That's what the Quran says. You find the devil in extreme, in extremism. All of these is extreme. So we're tired of them, though, focusing on our race and acting like we're the only one that is committing the crime. They just killed that brother out on Staten Island, choked him to death. They just shot that brother in St. Louis, running away from him, shot him in the back. But they don't call him. That young brother down in Florida, Tavon, that guy wasn't even no police officer, but his father was a judge. His father was a judge, a judge. And they let him off. And they think they have a right to kill us, and we ain't supposed to say nothing, and the world ain't supposed to say nothing. But yet they want to go over into other people's land and condemn them for what they doing over there. And what makes you think them people ain't going to point the finger back at you and tell you, what the hell are you doing coming over here? First of all, you got a whole group of people still under terrorism over there called black people that is living in Chicago, Detroit, Milwaukee, New York, California, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, still under the influence of a terrorist idea that you inflicted on them during the time of slavery. Beat them when they couldn't defend themselves. Executed on their mind and their heart an idea that God was in your image and that you have to accept. If you don't accept what he's doing to you, and if you want to get this whip off your back and keep me from putting my foot in your behind, then you got to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And they gave us that Jesus Christ looking just like them. If that ain't terrorizing our hearts and souls and minds right now, you tell me what it is. That's the reason why every time there's a shooting, we have Christian preachers that come out in the forefront condemning the white man out of one side of their mouth and praising and buying out and praying to the white man out of another side of their mouth. How do I know this? Because when they come together in St. Louis or Florida, the Christian preacher, let us gather. This is what he said. Let us gather around and say a word to the Lord and ask the Lord to call on us. And who do they call on? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. And who is the Jesus? Just us white folks. That's the Jesus Christ they gave us over, to put over us. Just us white folks is Jesus. The Jacobite. J, the Jacobite, E, European, S, satanic, U, universal, S, scheme. That's the Jesus that they have given to the world. And that's why Christianity can't get up out of the mud and the mire, because they're following the wrong Jesus. The same way with the Muslim world, because you're following the wrong Muhammad. You're following the Muhammad that at the end of his name spelled mad. Muhammad. You won't follow the Muhammad with the medicine. You mean Muhammad told President Bill Clinton, I'm the Muhammad with the Madison, Mr. President. I'm not the man Muhammad. And we still got Muslim. And this association of Imam W.D. Muhammad got the nerve after the Imam made it clear, I want to clear up my mother's and father's name. Because I have the religion that God gave Abraham. I have the religion. Imam said, I have the religion that God gave Abraham, Moses, Jesus, Noah, Solomon, Lot, David, all of the prophets. God has given that religion back to me to give to my people and as well as the whole world and show them and teach them what Muhammad said in his lifetime, what Jesus Christ said in his lifetime, what Moses said in his lifetime and Abraham in his lifetime and David and Solomon and Joseph in their lifetime, or what about what God said he wanted from them as his human creation. Huh? Religion mean alive, dear beloved people. Religion mean alive. And we is not going to sit back and let the news media keep taking some bad apples from our barrel. A couple of bad apples, and you're going to make the whole barrel look bad and small because of a couple of rotten apples, and you got much more rotten apples in your barrel and in your life history than we have in ours. We ain't never enslaved white folks. They enslaved us. They ought not to say nothing like me them told the Jews. But the Jews ought not to open up their mouth or talk about suffering when it comes around to us in our present trying to tell us about how they suffer. The men say they ought not to open up their mouth unless they're going to ask us for advice. And what kind of advice should they be asking us? How to have a healing heart.
a healing mind and a healing spirit against the people that mistreated you. Can't nobody get that advice more than an African-American descendant of slaves. Ain't nobody never went through the depth of suffering in their heart, soul, mind, and spirit as we did, beloved brothers and sisters. Religion means alive. Imam Muhammad has given us the religion that brought the life back into the people under Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, and all of the prophets. May God's peace be upon each and every one of them. Because Pharaoh was an obedient and righteous servant of God. And I know I ain't got much time, but I want to leave this with my people. And for all people who are under the condition of being oppressed, children of the shaitan, and they don't even realize they are fighting in the cause of Satan. You ain't fighting in the cause of God. When our mothers and fathers say, well, give me that old-time religion, it is the religion that our father Abraham established in his lifetime, and Moses and Jesus and Muhammad established in their lifetime. And that is the religion that will bring relief to your heart, your soul, and your mind, and lead you back to the one God that created the sun, the moon, and stars, and over everything else. But this is what Imam Muhammad said to us in one of his talks. He's talking to the African-American descendants of slaves. And we want to stop, and we want to get this image that they are portraying of us as being such a bad people, because they get the worst one from among us to be our spokesman. We got to stop that, brothers and sisters. We got to follow the best there are. Let those honorable, noble Christian men and women and honorable, noble Jewish, black Jews and black Christians and the one they call black Muslims, let the best come from us to represent our condition as a people. Stop turning to these criminal-minded blacks and making them an example for the whole race to identify with them. No, we ain't like that. They take these football players and make all our children want to be athletes, and then when they to take them up. Imam said, told us in 2007 that the scheme of the slave master in the last, in the end of time, and in the conclusion of things, he was gonna use the black man of spirit to bring the whole world down. And that's the scheme that's what they're working on right now. He's flashing pictures of a man knocking his wife down in the elevator, but they ain't gonna keep flashing that picture of that man killing his 6 grandchildren and his niece and killing himself. They just now charging young kids in one of the colleges. They got all of them standing up with a T-shirt on, got raped. Talking about it's a practical joke. And they making mockery of rape and got another one standing on the ground, down on the ground with his hand and feet bonded, picking up and making fun of rape. And then they go and get an uninformed and unintelligent Caucasian man and woman. And the first thing I heard them, go get one of their schoolmates. They good guys. Some of them is on the football team. Listen, man, the man messed up in his mind, his spirit, his heart, and his soul. We ain't the only one messed up. Matter of fact, we more than any other people. We can help the world, the United States, and the whole world to come up out of this mess that the Caucasian white man done put it in, mostly, because he have been used too. The white people have been used to bring the world down. Imam Muhammad says to us, in my conclusion here, Imam Muhammad said, our people had to accept the worst jobs and the worst risks. But what slaves saw all of that? The slave only saw freedom. And that helps explain why I say that we have to sharpen our sensitivity. Listen to what Imam says here. He said, we have to grow with experience. And our senses have to become more sharpened with experience. So now, it is not too late to look back at those circumstances, back from them, the lesson we need for today. Many Northerners sold slaves to Southerners. And the lesson, Imam said, the lesson is never, listen, people, my people, listen. And the lesson is to never let the people who victimize you, dominate you, and abuse you, never let them decide your future independently. I don't care how much they say their hearts have turned. I don't care how much they say they love us now. They themselves are also victims. Both the Northerner and Southerner are victims of a monstrous past that they created for themselves. They are not in a good situation to plan my future. In fact, y'all listen, in fact, I think that African American today is in the better situation to plan the future, not only for himself, but for most European Americans as well. Allahu Akbar. That's the leader, people of the United States of America and around the world, that are heard to the religion of our father Abraham and the Abrahamic faith. Call him the American Imam and recognize him as the Mujaddid. Imam Muhammad says, Allah also says that we are not allowed to join secret meetings, secret organizations, unless it be for this, to order what is just and truthful, to promote what is honorable and right, and to promote fairness between man. Do that sound like those people that call themselves ISIS? Do that sound like that the best Muslim or Boko Haram? Do that sound like when the people identify with the Ku Klux Klan, that is an example of the best Christian? When we see those people favoring Zionism, do that look like it's the best of the Jewish people? No. So stop trying to make mockery of my people by showing the worst and not the best of us. Promote and hold up what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Dr. King, in our day and time, huh? Rosa Parks, all of those good people, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Huh? And his son, Imam Wafid. How come we don't lift them up and show our children their great past and their great future? Imam Muhammad says, in fact, the Arabic word used means fairness and righteousness between all people. We can meet secretly if our intent is good and honorable, sincere and pure, and good for the human beings at large. Imam said, if we are meeting for the good of the human being at large, for honorable and upright or righteous purposes, then we can meet in secret. Imam says, there may be some of us who are so silly, as to think we are supposed to do things in secret. In this land of plenty, you had better do a whole lot in secret. Now, dear beloved people, I have been asked to and blessed by Imam Alfred to be the host of the day of Religion in the Line. And we'll ask you to tune in every day. Every day Imam Alfred Muhammad brings this subject, Religion in the Line, to the airways. And he is the host, and he couldn't make it today because he's at a very, very, very important meeting for high government officials. Yes. Oh, yeah. He's going to talk about it. I think he will talk about it Sunday in the Sunday broadcast because that's when he usually speaks to the nation. So we're asking you to stay tuned. He might be on tomorrow, but I know he will be on Sunday. I don't know if he's going to. I think he's been in these meetings for the last 2 days. He might be there tomorrow, too. I don't know. But I know that he'll be there. I know he'll be back on the airways Sunday. And we're asking you to tune in and give yourself a listen to Imam Alfred Muhammad presented Religion in the Line, not only Religion in the Line, but he's talking on the concerns of what is going on in the world and especially our people. Now, I just want to close out and say this to the world. The African-American people, I belong to that race. We're not bad people, so don't keep trying to promote us as a bad people. Put down that scheme because we are hip to your scheme. It don't take no whole lot of us to defeat the scheme of the shaitan. It just takes right-minded people out of Judaism, right-minded people out of Christianity, and right-minded people out of Islam to put down the devil's scheme. We're going to do it because God is on our side. God ain't never been on the side of wrong. And the only reason why, Imam Muhammad said, the only reason why bad people exist is because good people sit back and let them. All we got to do is stand up for God. I remember hearing this song of this prayer when I was coming up in church, St. John Baptist Church. Reverend Deacon Brown used to say this prayer. He said, God can open a door that no man can close, and God can close a door that no man can open. And he said, when God puts you down, nobody can lift you up. Y'all hear me? But when God lifts you up, nobody can put you down. And we believe, I believe wholeheartedly in my soul, that God has brought about a time to lift the black man and woman up. And we have to be seen in the world as those people that fit the description of Abraham, Moses, Jesus, Joseph, Lot, David, and Muhammad, the last of the prophets. We are the best example, and we are the best type to look towards to bring this world back to the place and the position that God intended when he put Adam in the garden before the Shaitan deceived our father and mother. They was in the kind of mind that we have to come back to, and the mind is the mind of innocence, trustworthiness, and obedience to the one that created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, and the yellow man. One God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator. Let's turn towards the creator, because that's the first source. Without the creator, there would not be no creation. Without the creator, there would not be no white man, black man, brown man, red man, or yellow man. Without the creator. And the creator is not a white man. The creator is not a black man. The creator is not a brown man, a red man, a yellow man. He created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. One God, one creator, one human family, one humanity. One humanity, one human family, one creator. And that's the one that we all should bow down and have respect for, no matter what race you belong to, no matter how much money you got, how much education you got, no matter how much fame and fortune you got, you have to turn to the creator and thank him constantly, every day, for blessing you, whether you are wealthy, come wealthy when you was poor. Don't forget that. Don't forget that God created us in the best of mold. And God did not create us to judge one another by skin color. God is the one that he gives everybody the color in their mother's womb. So, dear beloved people, I see I got about 2 minutes. I want to thank you, and I want to thank Alpha Muhammad, Imam Alpha Muhammad, for asking me to do this show today, and I hope that I have been helpful and beneficial to any race of people that have listened to me. I'm a citizen of the United States. I was born here. I don't need no green card to be in America. I ain't got nowhere to go. This is my home. I was born here, and we want to make this country, and I know I got grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and I want this here country that God is the one that created America to be the best example. And I think America, if we turn back to the guidance of God, we will be the leaders that the world can look up to, the whole world can look to, because they are coming here in growth, because they recognize the freedom in America is given to the citizens of America more than any other country on the planet Earth. So we want to make this America the best America that our ancestors and forefathers that built this country. We want to make it the best for our children and grandchildren for the future. I thank you, and may God, peace, and blessing be upon each and every one of you as I greet you with the greetings of peace, of assalamu alaikum. May God, peace, and blessing be upon the United States of America and upon our president. Ameen.